this review. As you know, we get these movies now, more and more these days, where we don't get screenings for them.
Nah, man.
So we gotta go do it on our own. And that is where we got this movie right here, A Dog's Way Home. And as Martin asked me, he's like, how was that way home for that dog? I was like, it was long. I was riding on a dog like, I mean, well, how far we got to go? Shit, are we there yet?
Now, I know spiritually, but is this officially a sequel to A Dog's Purpose?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. Even though they did show the sequel, the official sequel to A Dog's Purpose. There is one coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That looks kind of, it looks kind of crazy, man.
God damn it, man. I thought this was going to be the end of it.
No, man. Them dogs keep coming back. They die. They just keep coming back.
Supposed to go to heaven, and then that's it.
Shit, this shit is turning Stephen King's Pet Cemetery. They never die. Sometimes they come back. No, they always come back. They make enough money. And this is but this is not the same thing. What you have here is a guy named Lucas is trying to take care of these animals across the street from getting bulldozed in his home, and it's a bunch of cats over there. But these cats have also raised a little puppy right here, and the puppy immediately runs to Lucas, and Lucas said, "Well, this was meant to be. This is a bond that shall not be that shall not forever be broken." And animal control comes in and says, "Bullshit. Is that a pit bull?"
Oh.
And they're like, "Well, kind of." And they're like, "That's good enough. Get your ass." In Denver, I don't know if this is true. Maybe even heard this before. I don't remember, though. In Denver, pit bulls are against the law.
What?
Unless this is movie land where that logic is there. But pit bulls are considered dangerous animals in the movie, at least. They're against the law. So even being part pit bull, they said, no, this dog got to go. So they come up with a plan to keep Bella, the dog that they have here, because Ashley Judd plays the mom of Lucas. And they come up with a plan, but the problem is Bella's dumb. And Bella just does something just stupid. Could have been at home, could have been fine, but Bella just does something completely stupid, and therefore begins our journey.
Okay.
So far, I've talked about this journey is long. Bella's stupid. We didn't get a chance to see this movie because they kept us from a screening. I mean, this has got to suck, right? Come on, Corey. Stop talking some shit. Deliver what we're here to hear. Let's go ahead and take a look at the trailer, and I'll be back with my review.
There's one thing I know about the world. It's not the little things that matter. It's the tiny things.
Oh, do you want a tiny piece of cheese?
Yes, this is my life. My name is Bella, and this is how I met Lucas.
She does seem to really like you.
Maybe that's a sign her home's supposed to be with me. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We're together. We played ball, and we played Don't Choose Shoes.
Bella, Don't Choose Shoes.
That one was his favorite. Together.
Now he laughed. You know you went over there. I told you not to. Get your ass. I knew Louis Vuitton.
For the years, we did everything together.
Good girl.
We chased squirrels. We went to work. We even played a game called Doctor.
Doctor! Dr. Gann. Hey, Dr. Gann.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life with Lucas was the best, but when he wasn't around, I missed him so much. It's that squirrel again. Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel!
Bella!
I told you Bella dumb.
Dogs really do that.
What, chase squirrels?
No, they chase them, but they come on back home.
Not Bella. That squirrel was fucking with that dog. That squirrel called his cousins. Hey, man, keep fucking with this dog.
Yeah, and when I turn the corner, we're going to switch out.
Yeah, we go, yeah. Yeah, she's about a mile down the road. Yeah, to jump on out and make you think that she's me. We're going to lure her ass back to Texas.
Doc, it looks like she needs help.
I can't tell where the journey
I was very far from home, but I knew Lucas was waiting for me, and I had to go and find him.
So wake me up when it's all over.
Dummy, the prison break.
Now, now. Go, go, go.
Even better than a tiny piece of cheese. We all face things that are hard. The only thing that gets us through it.
The only thing that gets us through it is a cartoon. Cartoon mountain lion.
And I was never going to stop searching until I found mine.
No, I think so far.
That dog saved his life.
I thought you'd be the mountain lion.
Bella,
no!
Wow! And Mel, like, Bella gone, like your ass. So
Bella is the Forrest Gump of dogs.
Kinda, in a way, you know. Except she never met JFK or anything like that.
That you know
she,
of.
She met the JFK of mountain lions. Of CG mountain lions.
Now this dog is supposed to be a pit bull.
It's half pit bull.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a full pit bull. Let me pull up something here.
It does not look like a pit bull at all.
No, it's half pit bull. And let me pull up a clip that I forgot to bring up here. Give me a second here, and then we'll move on with the review here. But because I'm gonna let you know right now. And let me see. Now, no matter what you have to say about this, first of all, this is, as they say, based on the book by W. Bruce Cameron, who also is the author of A Dog's Purpose. He obviously is a dog person and loves giving personalities to animals, and as he's done with Bella right here. And with Bella, look, no matter what you come in thinking about this movie, I got to tell you immediately, right off the bat, that's a cute ass puppy, man.
Oh, very much so.
Oh man, I'm gonna tell you, like the moment that the movie opens up and you see Bella, man, Bella is cute as hell, man. I don't know where they got this dog from, but this dog is always lively, knows how to make the right faces, knows how to make the right body language. Like, dog just knows how to make anything cute.
It's a natural talent.
Yeah,
it hits its marks. Has his lines memorized.
Oh, yeah.
Shows up on the set off book.
That dog could have mauled a human being and you'd be like, oh. You know,
it's... Yeah, but it's Bella, though.
But yeah, it's Bella. I mean, there's a moment that they put down a blanket for Bella and Bella just knows how to just wrap herself up in it. Look, these people know what they're doing with this dog. They hired, like, a dog that's just a complete attention whore. They hired a dog. And the funny thing is, you know that, because that dog is so cute, man. That dog is such a great personality on screen. You know, and you know, right when they say cut, the dog's like, God damn it again? I'm not doing this shit again, all right? You got one fucking take from me.
This guy's walking in my eye line while I'm trying to do my lines. What the fuck are you doing?
What's this Alpo shit? I said wet food. God damn it. Somebody's gonna fart today. But on screen, she's adorable, man. She is adorable, and that's how they get you, man. I mean, they, like I said, with the looks and everything. If you're a dog person, or if you're just a decent human being, you cannot resist that face. Aww. Of Bella right there. No, it's amazing. And if that ain't enough to, like, just manipulate you with how cute this dog is, then they try to just guilt trip you into liking this movie, because With Lucas, you know, Bella's owner, they make Lucas just ain't an average, not your average young man. No, Lucas is an angel, man. Lucas is a humanitarian. Lucas, his job, he's working at the VA, right out of college, mm-hmm. taking care of his mom who's a vet. And so, when you get to the VA, where Lucas is working full time, when you get there, you see these vets ain't got no legs, and they show them having these sessions where they're like, the pain, doc, I swear I'm about to end it all, you know. And people are, you know, are on the brink of breaking down, suicidal, and then they get Bella in there, and dudes can't stop smiling, man. It's almost like Bella's coated with like laughing gas or some opioids or something.
They just won't stop rubbing her. Yeah, because she's great there.
Why is he hugging that dog? You know, because Bella's like, that's enough. No, you ain't going nowhere. Okay, Steve, get this motherfucker. Yeah, man, it's like this dog is a drug for these people, because the moment that Bella gets in there, they can't stop smiling, they can't stop playing games. Everybody's just silly, man.
Thank you. All right. Good morning.
Morning, Doc.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Dr. Yeah.
Morning.
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
Everything all right?
Yeah, we got that stupid motherfucker, didn't we?
I know, I expect him to come back in. It's like, by the way, I'm not stupid. I hope you know that.
Dude, even out the door.
I know.
That dumbass. I hate that motherfucker. He's so stupid.
I thought you guys were my friends.
You know, I've seen the dog this whole time. I was going to let him stay here, but putting that motherfucker to sleep, man. You know, you crazy, dog. You're like, no. Animal control right outside. Yeah, they get crazy in there. It's like, you know what? If you want some laughs, go dress up. You a comedian, you looking for some laughs, go dress up like a dog and go perform at the VA. You get a standing ovation over there. We're crazy. This is so it's almost like they are trying to they got you. Cause it's like, okay, you know, what kind of asshole doesn't like dogs that brings happiness to legless vets?
Right.
You know what? America, motherfucker. You know, what do you what, you know, what kind of American doesn't like that? You know, you don't like bringing joy to the troops, to the people that sacrifice for this country? And it's like, you know, you're almost guilted into liking the movie. And there are genuine parts of the movie where you do want to like the film itself. But
it seems nice enough. No.
Yeah, well, no. the movie don't make it easy. One thing I can say about this film is whatever it is you like about it, it is truly earned, because there is a lot of shit that you got to get through to earn at least, you know, even one like in this movie here. Because like I said, man, one of the main reasons is that, as I was stating before, Bella is just dumb. Bella, there was a moment here where, you know, because to be fair, like I said, life is hard for Bella, because they're trying to hide her like she's some kind of fugitive or something.
Right.
They even say in the movie, like, this whole law about the pit bulls being dangerous animals and outlawed. One girl said, that's like racism for dogs. And
yeah,
like,
that's what it sounds like.
And they're like, yeah, but, you know, hey, what are we going to do? And they say, hey, the law is what it is. So Bella doesn't have it easy. Bella's already kind of fighting the system living.
They couldn't get some pit bull marches going on?
No, well, you know, that's the second movie, man. Bella comes back and leaves this shit up like Planet of the Apes or something. She ends up turning to Caesar of mixed pit bull dogs. But she could at least bought some time if she wasn't so dumb. Because Bella, there's a moment in the movie where they teach her, like, they say, listen, we are prepared for this. Like, if we can just get down this one, like, dangerous stranger almost. If we can get down this one lesson right here, and you can do it when the time comes, if the time comes, we can buy some time until we can move out of this fucked up place.
Yeah.
And get you to a safe city to live in. And they spend some time teaching her, and you think that for a while, okay, Bella gonna be all right.
You ready?
I really don't care about that.
Go home. That's it, Bella. Go home.
Best game ever!
Saying go home meant I should put my head right here.
And you're like, Bella got it. Nah, Bella fucked that all up.
Oh.
Animal control showed up, and Lucas out there. We did this. Go home, Bella. Go home. Bella, what home? Bella, we fucking rehearsed. Get out of here. And the guy just kind of like, you know, I'll just be taking her. Y'all keep going. You keep doing your thing. Yeah, go home, Bella. Yeah, your new home, bitch. Come on. And Bella's so stupid. Bella, she'd be taking me like, I don't get it. What did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Even that, I'm just sitting like, God damn it. That's where that saying comes in. You had one fucking job. Just one. And you blew it. So you kind of feel like, all right, Bella, you kind of had this covered in a way. I want to feel bad for you. But you're just fucking dumb. And that ain't the only time. It gets a little frustrating because there's a moment where they got Bella's life straight. Bella, man, Bella's about to go home, be reunited. Man, Martin, no bullshit. We are at happily ever after.
Uh-huh.
But they said, this is not a full-length movie yet. we about 30 minutes in, so we got to do something. So Bella does something else that's just stupid. Like that part you said, she made a prison break. That is the dumbest thing that she could have done.
Really?
They were on their way to get her ass.
Oh, no.
Like Lucas shows up and he has these people. I don't tell you where she is or she got there, but he has these people.
Hey, so where's my dog?
Yeah,
about that.
No, he comes in. He's like, I'm here for Bella. Is she here? And they're like, nah, she's running across the country now. Yeah, last time I saw her, she was heading to the hills.
You didn't chase her? She ain't my dog.
I thought she was coming to you. No, you just sit up there just like, Jesus, Bella. I mean, I know we got to have a movie, but God damn, you ain't got to be that stupid. So it's kind of, you kind of want to be nice about it, but just kind of like, Bella, you kind of brought this shit on yourself. You do know that, right? Like they are rolling up and Bella just going the opposite way. Luke is in, fuck that, I'm out. If I was, because if Lucas showed up and I was the dude that had him, I'd be like, were you raping this dog or something? Because the moment you showed up, that dog split. I'd never seen a dog move a slide across the yard and jump that shit. Shit, all of a sudden that dog grew opposable thumbs and moved that shit. What did you do to this dog, man? And it's only, she's only made to sound dumber. Now, here's what my personal, I already know this is my personal opinion about this movie, but there are personal things that I like about animal movies like this. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not a new thing to see animals losing their owners and having to cross country to get back home. We've seen that done several times. Plenty of times. I'm about to say a pun here. I don't mean it. One of my pet peeves is that I do not like when animals have narration. And now maybe if you move their mouths in a nice fantasy movie like Babe or something, I can deal with that. But when their mouths aren't moving and you just have narration going on, because at least when the animals' mouths are moving with CG, like in Babe or something like that, the actors are performing.
Yes.
But when you're narrating, it doesn't seem natural. When you have the narration makes it sound dumber because it makes it just sound oblivious to anything that's happening. Because no matter how, first of all, you don't trust your audience when you have these movies where the animals have narration over it. Mm-hmm. Because look, if their mouths aren't moving with CG, there's no special effects. That means a lot of times you could probably get by visually with these stories, and they don't trust the audience enough to actually tell a truly visual story. They're afraid that the audience isn't going to get it, or that it's not going to sell, or all that silence is going to freak the audience out, and they're not going to know what to make out of it. I think there's a strong case for these movies to be sold visually.
I hear what you're saying, but you also got to look at the demographic they're going after.
I still think that they could do it. I mean, there was a movie years ago that was kind of a mild hit. It was, you remember Benji the dog?
Yeah.
Benji, there was a movie where Benji saved some cubs or something, and it was all, it wasn't a great film, but one thing I could say is that they did not have to like put any kind of dialogue or wacky narration over this animal. You know, everything just kind of happened. The story told itself.
True.
That's kind of what I
think. The bear was the same way.
The bear, yeah. That, yeah, exactly. I really think that in some of these movies, you get a cute animal or an animal that is shown in a struggle, you can get by on the visuals without having to have any narration. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I don't like the narration, other than I think you should believe in your audience a little bit more, I think that sometimes with these movies, when they're narrating, no matter how bad the animal's situation get, no matter what situation it's in, it always sounds like the person is reading from a children's book.
Yeah.
Like the animal
could have a little cartoon voice.
And they always have, yeah, they always sound very happy. Mm-hmm. And it's no matter what kind of danger or bad situation that dog is in, that dog could be starving and eating his own shit, and he'll still say, I was starving and eating my own poop, but I had to make it back home.
Yeah, right.
I was diseased and I killed a homeless man, but I had to make it back home. To Lucas. Yeah. No, it does. It's like it always sounds happy. Mm-hmm. And that is because the actor or actress is reading. They have nothing to act or react against.
Wasn't there, I feel like there was this indie movie that was from a dog's point of view where it had the voice and it was kind of a sad kind of voice. Maybe it was a cat. But it was a couple.
Yeah, it was
a couple and they were kind of neglecting the animal.
Yeah, it was a director's cut of Cujo before they took the narration out.
No, it wasn't that.
They're good to me, but I can't help but want to tear them apart.
I'm pretty sure it was a cat, and I know you and I saw this screening at the Violet Crown. Damn, I wish I could remember.
Well, I'm not saying it can't be done,
yeah.
But in some of these mainstream movies, that's what happens. And you know, because Bryce Dallas Howard is the voice of Bella, and we all know that Bryce Dallas Howard is not a bad actress at all. Mm-hmm. She's actually a very good actress. I just felt like this is one of those situations where they gave her this narration to read and she didn't have any context for it.
Right.
So everything was kind of read in the same tone. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to see this dog be in a situation or situations like it is and have all, you know, this peppy talk that is, you know, too happy because they still want to keep this a family film.
Sure. It's if you're watching a movie and and it gets serious, scary or dangerous, but the music, the score stays peppy and happy.
Yeah.
It throws you off.
It's not reflective of the actual dog situations or the journey that the dog takes. If anything works, it works only because only the dog talks. That, you know, he doesn't, you know, like he's not chasing that squirrel and that squirrel's like, ah, fuck you. You know, it's not. he doesn't run into like a stray animal, you know, some streetwise stray who's like, yo, you want to survive these streets, man? You got to get down with these dope rules, yo. You know, they don't have all the other animals behave like animals. And there's even points where the animals communicate with each other like animals because they kind of give each other glances because that's the only way they know how to do it.
Right.
And that's where I started to appreciate the film. Because they don't show you everything in this trailer here. They don't show you all of the creatures that Bella runs into. They don't show you all the humans that she runs into. She has a lot of adventures with different animals, different dogs, and there are moments where the dogs are trying to communicate. Like I remember one that was kind of cool. Like one dog was like, "This is what I'm talking about." There was no except for her narration, Bella's by Bryce Dallas Howard. But the other dog was just with a look, was just kind of like, I got a family. We got food. You coming in? And Bella just kind of looking and dog like, yeah, fuck you then.
Well, maybe Bella just doesn't speak dog.
But the way these dogs were actually helping each other, these animals were helping each other and communicate with each other, to me, that worked. And it was strong enough to where it did it despite the narration, because since you only have one person that's narrating, the rest of the movie is told visually. And I enjoyed that.
Well, okay, there's other animals and all that. You can talk about all them. The only one I care about is that animated Tony the Tiger.
Don't worry about that. We'll get to that. Marnie, just sit back. I'll drive. Yeah,
wait, there's more.
Yeah, wait, there's more. Marnie, just, you know, we're going to get to your destination. You in my? You,
we there
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, you, yeah. This is a Corey's way home. because there's a while I'm talking about these animals, the movie gets dark. This deals with this for a family film. Mm-hmm. It goes to some dark places with these animals. You know, it wants to be a family film, but it does not try to sugarcoat some facts of life. There's death in this movie. There's the harsh reality of how some of these animals live, how some of these dogs are treated. I could see it being something that you might want to have a talk with your kid after seeing it, you know?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, because you're going to be riding in the car and the kid's going to be like, Daddy really didn't send dog to Aunt Mamie's house, did he? Daddy killed Coco, didn't he? I hate you, stop the car. You know, and the darkest part of the movie is with another human being. I don't want to spoil this, but if y'all stick around, I'll tell you what happens with this. Edward James Olmos plays a homeless man in the movie that runs into Bella and adopts her, and the shit gets. It gets sad, but it gets disturbingly sad what goes on with them.
Okay, yeah, you got to talk about that.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something. Edward James Olmos, he pulls the biggest dick move in this movie. It's like, Jesus, man. That was, there's no other way to say it. That was just fucking wrong.
Wow.
I don't care how sad your situation is. I don't care how much we're supposed to feel sorry for you. That was uncalled for, man.
Does he eat Bella?
How'd you know? No, that's the end of the movie. It's just Edward J. Olmos just eating bone. Merry Christmas. Just freeze frame. Bella's head is on a stick. Happy New Year. Kids are crying. Directors in the back of the theater laughing.
Got him.
But nah, man, I'll give you the spoiler of that at the end if you want to hear it. If you don't, then you know, don't worry about it. But yeah, it just felt wrong, man. It's like, why'd you do that? I'll tell you about it. Like I said, the best parts of the movie are when Bella is being helped by a lot of other animals in the film, and they're communicating with each other. But as Martin said, yeah, but what about that CG line that comes up? Martin, I wish I could say that that's a CG line. That is not a CG line. That's a goddamn cartoon. They might as well just have Snagglepuss walk out. Hey, I see you exited stage left. You should have gone right.
Wearing a bow tie and cuffs.
Can I be of assistance? It goes beyond bad. It's weird. It is just weird because it's like I say, you have this movie where everything is real. All these animals are real. You know, all these settings are real. And a goddamn cartoon comes out. This is not a CG effect. This is some shit out of a Pixar straight home to DVD movie. This is like if this walks in, then the whole world needs to turn into an animated cartoon. Right. Like when that CG line, that mountain line comes out, Bella needs to like just start seeing psychedelic shit. You know, Bella needs to be on drugs.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mary Poppins.
Yeah, exactly. The whole world should just turn into a Disney animated cartoon because that shit don't fit. He might as well just came out talking. Hey, buddy. Going somewhere? Can I help?
Find me. But can you help a fellow American who's down on his luck?
Yeah. Well, I was going to eat you, but... But, you know, man, I... It gets weird. And yet, it is the most emotional part
is that right?
of the movie. Man, they get you with this shit. Martin, this movie knows exactly what it's doing because you see that shitty CG line while it's an adult. When we get introduced to it, it might as well be goddamn Puss in Boots from
from Shrek.
Because it comes up to that to Bella with these eyes, and you're like, oh Jesus, you got me. And it's this little kitten, they make a bond, and they show them in the movie where they're both helpless, they're keeping each other warm, Bella got the kittens back and she got her back, and it's man, and it's just they make a whole story out of it, and okay. They got your ass. It's like if that cat had just walked out like that, it'd be like boo. But they had to come out with them eyes, and it's like shit. I cannot hate you. This is too adorable, and it really is. It is probably the like I said, it's one of the most emotional parts, because you get, like I said, a little mini story where they bond.
Yeah,
and you just accept it, man. It's like, all right, you ain't trying to get no Academy Award for best CG mountain lionish or anything. All right, I'll just go with it. It ain't great, but I'll go with it. And they know how to frame it. You know, they show, look, it's something about showing animals and trying to survive against the elements like rain and snow, and they're cuddled up with each other.
Yeah, okay.
It's one thing to show them having to defend each other against other animals and humans. It has a nice story arc to it.
That movie Alpha had that same thing going on.
Okay, see, it's like something like that. I mean, it's a mini movie within a movie. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it has a great ending to it. It has a really emotional and profound ending to it. That's why I can't talk shit before you can't trust these trailers, because I knew it. I said I'm gonna be talking trash about this line. I'm gonna come out crying behind it, and it got me, man. It was adorable.
How'd the wolves look? Because they weren't too high.
The coyotes. And they look, well, they ain't CG.
Okay.
Shit, that line even made them run away. Even the coyotes are like, man, that's the worst CG we ever seen.
So like, what is that? Yeah. I think it's a lion. No, it ain't.
Cartoons are walking off the screen. What kind of dark magic is it? Nah, man, they got me. Now, as I said, the movie does have its weak points in the story, as I told you already, Nate, and that wasn't the end. Ashley Judd is good in the movie. Ashley Judd is at that point now. You notice she's, I think she, it's not because she can't get more. I don't know why she's doing this, but she's just taking these mom roles now. Yeah, yeah. And they're all starting to kind of blend together.
Sure.
she's got to be the same mom in every movie. The guy that plays Lucas, Jonah Howard King, he's not bad and he's good, but he's boring.
Oh.
It's just like, why are you putting yourself to this trouble, Bella? Why you want to go back to this? You know, you're almost like, why you want to go back to that guy? Like, you're talking to a girl that's not even an abusive boyfriend. It's just kind of like, girl, he ain't got no personality. You need to find somebody else. Why you putting yourself to this trouble to go back to him? I love him.
Well, all the guys I dated before were assholes and they beat me. And he's faithful. Yeah, because he's got nothing else going on.
No, people are like, no, he cute. You know, and he's nice, but goddamn, he dope.
He born.
But he loved me. Find yourself another man. Go through all this trouble. And I'm gonna tell you, man, that the ending of this movie is terrible.
Oh no! You've been saying so many good things.
It
takes you on a journey. It's heartwarming. You cried. You laughed.
I did. No, I shed a tear. I laughed. I had a good time. But sometimes I laugh for not the right reasons. The ending of this movie, and again, I'll spoil it for you when it's done. But the ending of the movie is, and thank God it's only a brief moment. But it is such bad writing that it made me fight myself, because there are enough things in this movie to where I could recommend it. And that ending is like, man, this is so terrible that it's bringing the movie down a notch for me. But it goes by so quick. It's just too bad that it's near the end of the film. Your enjoyment of this movie depends on what gets to you more. Do the cliche parts and the spots of bad writing or the CG, does that bother you enough to hold against it? Because this is a good-natured, good-hearted film, man. Mm-hmm. And I can see if you're taking the family out to see this film, your dog lover, your person who loves animals, I think that while it's not the best by far, it is something where the emotional parts with the animals are enough to move you and probably have you overlook those things. For me, look, that's what it is, man. If you want to know what could get me with a movie, can a movie emotionally move me in some parts, even if it's for fleeting moments? And if that's the case, then, you know, I feel like the movie has kind of done its job. It's not a great movie by any means, but I saw this on a Sunday afternoon. Don't feel like I wasted time watching it, because I didn't walk out feeling like, well, I could have done something better. I was like, all right, I saw it and I got moved by it. That's why I would give it like an extremely low matinee. That is an extremely low matinee, but that is, you know, that's, like I said, it depends on who you are. I like dogs. I like animals. I'm easily manipulated by kids and animals in movies, man. Those things that have me crying. But I don't do it just for anything. I think they did some parts of the movie very well.
My name is Bella, and this is how I met Lucas.
She does seem to really like you.
Maybe that's a sign her home's supposed to be with me. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We're together. We played ball, and we played Don't Choose Shoes.
Bella, Don't Choose Shoes.
That one was his favorite.